Here at God's Big Story, we know that your kids love reading and learning about Jesus. Well, today we've got something great for kids of all ages from our friends at Kaleidoscope.
Parents, maybe you've wondered, how does my child transition from storybook Bibles to full-length adult translations? You know, it's sort of that tricky second to fifth grade territory where they're not babies anymore, but they're also not quite ready for an adult translation.
That's where Kaleidoscope comes in. They take each book of the Bible and faithfully retell it in engaging kid-friendly chapter books, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And now they have really big news, like really big news. They are recording each of their books as audiobooks for Yodo players.
So go ahead and hop on their website at readkaleidoscope.com to check them out and maybe order a book or a Yodo card with 10% off using the code BIGSTORY.
Kaleidoscope, the new kid in kids' Bibles.
You're listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt, and my other co-host, Garrick.
Hey, what's up, listeners.
That's right, you amazing listeners. All three of us are back to wrap up and review all of season 10. You do not want to miss this episode. Hey guys, knock knock.
Who's there?
Tank
who?
You're welcome.
Julie, I think you should leave the jokes to us, but that one wasn't too bad. I give it an A for effort.
Well, thank you. Listen, I am super excited to have Garrick back on the show to help us remember all of the great things we've learned this season.
Why, thank you, Julie. It's been a blast hanging out with you two this season. And I think I have a great way for us to review the 10 attributes of God that we've learned so far.
Oh, yeah? What's that, Garrick?
Well, you know, last time I was here, we said the more that you get to know God, the more that you're able to see his attributes clearly. So I thought that it would be fun to take a story from the Bible that we all know pretty well and see if we can spot the attributes of God in that verse.
That sounds good to me. Listeners, we need your help. Grab a piece of paper and something to write with, and let's get going.
Garrick, what story did you choose for us?
Well, in season 9, we learned about the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments were given to God's people when they were wandering in the desert, waiting to enter the land that God had promised them. So, I thought that it would be a good idea to go back to that very familiar story and see if we can find any of God's attributes within the story.
Excellent idea. I got my paper and my pencil, and I am ready to go, Garrick.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. So let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand his word. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, first things first. Now that you have your piece of paper, go ahead and write down all of the attributes that we've talked about this season. Here are the first three: unchanging, good, and creator. Okay, write those down. It's okay if you have trouble with the spelling, just try your best.
Okay, now the second three are holy, just, sovereign.
Wow, sovereign is a hard one, but it's okay to just spell it how it sounds. Okay, the last four attributes we've learned are generous, provider, wise, and attentive.
Did you get them all? Great! Now that you've written them all down, here's what you're going to do. When we read our story and you hear something that reminds you of one of God's attributes, put a mark next to that attribute on your paper. Psst, here's a hint. There's a printable copy of the attributes and what they mean in the show notes. You can print it out if you'd like.
Okay, let's do a practice round by using Genesis 1:1, which says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Okay, so what do you think? Did you hear any attributes of God in that verse?
That's right. The attribute is creator. God made everything.
Nice. Okay, Garrick, I think we're all warmed up and ready to be attribute hunters.
Ooh, attribute hunters. I like it. If you're at home, open up your Bible with us to the Old Testament, the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. I'll give you a moment to find it. Exodus 20, verses 1 to 17. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. Okay, we're going to take these 17 verses nice and slow so we can find the attributes of God. Is everyone ready? We're going to start by reading Exodus 20, 1 through 3, which says, "And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me."
Okay, let's hit that pause button. Remember the pause button from earlier in the season? When we're reading God's word, we press play. When we stop to talk about God's word, we press pause. Everyone, press pause on the count of three. One, two, three. Pause. Okay, what attributes of God did you hear in the three verses we just read?
Ooh, I think I heard that God is holy, and that's why he said there shouldn't be any other gods.
Great job, Julie. Listeners, did you say holy too? If not, which attribute did you hear?
Nice. Okay, let's keep going with verses 4 through 6. Press that play button right now. "You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments."
Pause. Okay, what attributes did you hear or read? I circled the attributes holy and just.
Good job, Garrick. I also circled good. God knows he is what's best for his people. Okay, all right, I think we're doing great, and I think we're really getting the hang of this now. I'm about to read verses 7 through 11, so everyone, hit play. "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it, you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your male servant or your female servant or your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
Pause. Whew, that was a lot of words. But since we've already studied the Ten Commandments, I know those verses are talking about the third and fourth commandments. The attribute I circled was generous. God is generous to command a day of rest. Our bodies, hearts, and minds all need rest.
Ooh, that's a good one, Matt. And I chose provider, kind of for the same reason you chose generous, Matt. Because God provides rest for his people.
Nice job, everyone. Listeners, how are you doing? Are you starting to see God's attributes coming off the pages of Scripture? Pretty cool, huh? You might have also chosen the attributes creator or holy for these verses, and you would be right. There are so many to choose from. All right. Reach up and hit that play button, because here comes our last chunk of verses. Exodus 20, 12 through 17 says, "Honor your father and mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's."
Hit that pause button. Whoa, my pencil was flying because I was circling so many attributes of God. I circled unchanging, wise, sovereign, good, so many.
And I circled holy, just, creator. You know, we may have been able to circle every one of the attributes of God we've learned so far in that passage.
Julie, Matt, listeners, you all did such a wonderful job of being theologians. Remember, theology is just a fancy word that means the study of God. You've spent this whole season studying God. But remember, more than just knowing stuff about God, we want to know God. When we know God, we love God. When we love God, we trust God and want to obey Him.
I don't know about you, but reading this passage today, pointing out God's attributes, made me realize I do know God. I believe He is who He says He is.
Yes, and that He is unchanging. The same yesterday, today, and forever.
What about you, listeners? Are you finding that the more you know about God, the more you know God? Is that leading you to love God?
We hope your love for God grows and grows. We pray that you would know, love, trust, and obey God all the days of your lives.
Hey parents, are you looking for an inspiring read for your little ones? Well, we've got something special for you. Introducing Kids in the Bible, a storybook Bible about God's children.
This new book by Caroline Saunders features a collection of 33 captivating stories from the Bible, all centered around kids, just like yours.
Ever wondered about the adventures of young Miriam, Samuel, or even a certain young Jesus? Kids in the Bible takes you on a journey through the lives of these remarkable children, showcasing how God's big plans unfold through even the smallest of us.
Each story is a treasure trove of courage, faith, and the boundless love of God. Whether it's a young warrior's bravery, or a girl who defies death, or the miraculous journey of a baby who changed the world forever, there's something for every young heart to connect with.
So parents, if you want your kids to discover the wonders of the Bible in a fun and engaging way, visit kidsinthebiblebook.com today.
Let your little ones be a part of God's special plan to bless the world.
You just heard God's attributes. Let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it
Wait. This is my part. I've got this. 5 seconds, fly through a review.
No one hits those notes like you, Garrick. Well, as you heard, our friend Garrick is still here to help us play another game with us. Tell us how to play, Garrick.
All right. Matt, Julie, and I are going to ask you 7 questions, and you'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out our answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everyone, are you ready?
Here we go.
Okay, question number 1. True or false? An attribute is a word that tells us what someone or something is like.
True.
Question number 2. True or false? All of God's attributes are true of Him all the time.
True.
Question number 3. True or false? An incommunicable attribute is an attribute that we can have too.
False.
It's a communicable attribute.
Question number 4. True or false? God created some things.
False.
Nice try, Matt, but God created everything. Question number 5. True or false? A theologian is someone really super smart.
False.
Anyone can be a theologian.
Even Garrick.
But I am pretty smart.
Question number 6. True or false? God's attributes are just for us to know things about Him.
False.
God wants us to know Him, not just know stuff about Him.
Last question. Question number 7. True or false? Next season on God's Big Story, we're going to learn even more about the attributes of God.
True!
How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, pick a story you like from the Bible. Try to find as many attributes of God as you can from that story. And don't forget, you can also print the word search in our show notes to help you remember all of the attributes.
As we finish up our time together, let's worship God through a song that reminds us of God's attributes.
Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, and changing, creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful, attentive, and faithful, almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, and changing, creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful, attentive, and faithful, almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. God is worthy, only He deserves all glory. He is refuge, He is my place of safety. Deliverer, He rescues and redeems, we declare.
This is our faith, God.
Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, and changing, creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful, attentive, and faithful, almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. God is worthy, only He deserves all glory. He is refuge, He is my place of safety. Deliverer, He rescues and redeems, we declare.
This is our faith, God.
God's big story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about our story today, you can turn to Exodus chapter 20 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye. Just a reminder that our friends over at Kaleidoscope are offering our listeners 10% off with the code BIGSTORY. That's all caps, BIG STORY.
That's right. And we put a link right in the show notes just for you. So head on over to readkaleidoscope.com and don't forget to use the discount code BIGSTORY.